Joining us next on the teleconference is Northwestern's Pat Fitzgerald. The Wildcats returned 15 total starters, including 7 on offense and 6 on defense. Northwestern wrapped up spring practice on April 9th. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today.
Appreciate the opportunity. Thank you.
Would you like to make an opening statement or go straight to questions?
Let's just go right to questions, please.
Sounds good. We'll take questions now.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Our first question comes from the line of Bob Amusen with Champaign News.
Hey, Coach, what are your thoughts on Levy Smith taking over at Illinois?
You know, Bob, I'm really excited for Levy. I've known him for a long time, and he's been a great friend and always great to our program when he was up in Lake Forest. And, you know actually a few members of his staff pretty well, and excited for those guys. Be excited for him in every game but one. So just happy for him and happy for his family.
He's been out of the league for a long time, but been out of college for a long time. Is that any kind of challenge, you think, or not?
You know, I think that's probably a great question for him. You know, from a football standpoint, you know, football is football. You're going to have to, you know, do your preparation for every opponent. You're going to have to do your installation and teach what you believe and how you believe to do things. And, you know, obviously recruit different than drafting, you know, and all that. But, you know, he's a veteran. He knows what he's doing, and he's surrounded by a great group of guys. So I'm sure he'll be successful.
Thanks, Coach.
Yeah, you bet.
Our next question comes from the line of Brian Bennett with ESPN.com.
Hey, Fitz. Just wondering what you think will be the biggest difference or maybe adjustment to going to 9 conference games this year.
Well, Brian, I really think the you know, one side having 5, the other side having 4 is a huge advantage. You know, you get the stats at the end of the year, and you see the, you know, obviously higher percentage of games won at home in Big Ten play, and you know, that's a huge advantage for having one more home game. So, you know, I look forward to seeing it play out. And then, you know, from our perspective, you know, we always want to be at that kind of magic number of 7 home games. So from the challenge of scheduling, looking to the future, when you only have 4 conference home games, you know, you've got to really work hard to have those 3 non-conference games all be at home, which obviously makes it a pretty large challenge. But, you know, I think as a player and as a coach, you get excited about playing Big Ten football. And, you know, any chance you play a conference opponent, it's always a big game. It's always a huge challenge. And, you know, I know our guys will be excited about playing one more game. So look forward to seeing how that unfolds.
Yeah, having an extra league game guarantees a few more losses for some Big Ten teams. Are there any concerns among the coaches about how that might affect bowl qualifications or getting qualified for the playoff?
Yeah, you know, Brian, I can't speak for the other coaches, but I know when we were asked to vote on whether or not we believe 9 games is better than 8, I think we voted 12-0 at that time against it. Mm-hmm. You know, we wanted to stay at 8. We wanted to stay at a balanced schedule. We wanted to have kind of, you know, your 4 at home, 4 on the road, and 4 non-conference. We liked that. We knew it. We understood it. And, you know, from my perspective, you know, here at Northwestern, we've always played a Power 5 non-conference opponent. So we've always had a competitive schedule. But, you know, instead of traveling maybe outside the region now one game and staying in the Big Ten, I personally like that better. It's easier on travel. It's easier on the guys. But at the same time, maybe, you lose maybe one of those marquee non-conference games that you maybe had a little bit more flexibility to schedule.
Great. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, you bet, Brian.
Next question. And our next question comes from the line of Teddy Greenstein from Chicago Tribune.
Hey, Fitz, if I can squeeze off 2 here. Christian Hackenberg, we're a couple weeks away from knowing his draft status. I think you've got a lot of affection for him. What kind of player do you see him being at the next level?
Well, you know, you got a lot of respect for his skill set, you know, and not ever coaching him, but just coaching against him, Teddy. I thought he was the full package. He had great awareness of coverage concepts. He's got a big-time arm. You know, you could tell that he understood conceptually what they were trying to accomplish there offensively at Penn State, and I thought he was very, very effective. And then, you know, I mean, I'm not hopefully speaking out of school here and being disrespectful, but he got hit quite a bit, and he was tough. He kept getting up. I mean, I'm just talking about in our games, we were fortunate enough to get some pass rush, and you know, to see his toughness is what really jumps out to me. So, you know, I think he's a darn good football player, you know, look forward to watching him, hopefully, for he and his family and whatever team he goes to, have a great career. It's always fun to see guys be successful.
No doubt. And I was down in Champaign yesterday. Would you mind just touching a little bit on Garrick McGee and Tim McGarrigle? They call McGarrigle Little Fitz down there. And McGee obviously was instrumental in your first two teams as a head coach.
Yeah, you know, happy to have both those guys back in the Big Ten. You know, two good friends and two guys that I have a ton of respect for. You know, they'll do a terrific job, and like I said earlier in the comment about Lovey, I wish him nothing but the best of luck in every game but one. But you know, they'll do a terrific job. They're incredibly professional. You know, outstanding football coaches and better men.
All right, thanks.
Yeah, you bet.
Our next question comes from the line of Scott Dockerman with Cedar Rapids Gazette.
Yeah, Fitz, I was wondering if you could update us on Clayton Thorson's development year over year. How much do you think he's grown since last spring and last fall, and what are your expectations for him this year?
Yeah, Scott, you know, he's a totally different quarterback. You know, you go from being in a three-person competition, you know, and then with us having Matt Elvedi out of spring to being the guy. And you definitely saw a change in his mechanics. You saw a change in his footwork, his finish. Was more accurate this spring, but probably more in the intangibles, confidence, leadership, and you know, it just seems like the game is starting to slow down a little bit for him, which is obviously kind of the goal that you want to have for every player, that the game in their mind is slowing down, but their game on the field speeds up. And that's my expectation for him, is he just continues to embrace that grind that goes along with being the starting quarterback. And for us, we believe it's going to be really important that we get Matt Elvedi back and ready to go also in the fall. We've, you know, like everybody, you've got to be prepared. And I think Matt now being healthy is going to really push Clayton. And I think that's going to be really good for everybody. But, you know, not many quarterbacks in their redshirt freshman campaign won 10 football games. And, you know, Clayton had a great first chapter of his career. And just look forward to him continuing to grow, improve, and get better. And continue to be a Big Ten quarterback, and with all the expectations that come along with it, and knowing his attitude and his work ethic, I believe we're going to see that improvement.
Thanks, Fitz.
Yeah, you bet.
We can take one last question for Coach.
And our final question comes from the line of Lee Barfnick with Omaha World Herald.
Morning, Fitz.
Hi, Lee.
Just checking on Anthony Walker. Is he a National Defensive Player of the Year candidate in your mind?
Absolutely. You know, and there's a lot of very, very good defensive football players in this conference. But, you know, to see the maturation of Anthony here over his career has been just a joy as a coach. You know, he is 100% into being coached. He is a grinder in the weight room. He is a true student of the game. He's got great leadership skills. He's got the functional strength, functional speed, change of direction ability. You know, he's truly a three-way player. He's great against the run, he's great against the pass, and he has the ability to rush the passer. Okay. You know, and if he wasn't in the role that he is for us, he'd start on all four special teams, and he had started on a bunch earlier in his career. So, you know, I said it last week, and, you know, I don't usually make statements, but I more try to back everything up I have with fact, and I think he's got an opportunity to be the best that we've ever had here.
Oh.
And we've had some pretty good linebackers over the years. So he's got a target on him. He's got a big old bullseye. You know, anytime you come back from having the season that he had, you know, everybody's going to get a hat on him and play below his knees and try to cut him down. And so he's working at all the things he's got to improve on. He's got to be better with his hands. He's got to be better with his feet at the point of attack. And he's just continuing to take the necessary maturation steps as a leader. And you know, this team is becoming his and some of the other guys, and it's been fun to watch that unfold, and incredibly proud of the career that he's had at this point, and look forward to him putting a big old exclamation point on his career as he moves forward.
Okay. Appreciate you, Fitz.
Yeah, thank you.
Coach, thank you very much for your time, and best of luck with the upcoming season.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thanks a lot. Thanks for all that you guys do. Go Cats, and go Blackhawks. See ya. Bye-bye.
Next on the teleconference is Northwestern's Anthony Walker, Jr. The junior linebacker was a first-team All-Big Ten honoree and an All-American last season after finishing the year with 120 tackles, including 20.5 tackles for loss. Anthony, thank you very much for joining us today.
Hey, how you doing? I appreciate you guys having me.
So if you could just give us some thoughts on the spring season, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
Definitely. Spring season, I think it was great for our team just to get back out there and, you know, just get back to going hard, like, with one another. And, you know, after the bowl game, at this point in bowl game, boss, we just definitely want to get back out there. And, you know, we had a big chip on our shoulder coming into the spring. We wanted to, you know, erase that memory of the bowl game. So just getting back out there and competing after with one another, it was a great season.
Thank you. We'll go ahead and take questions now.
To ask an audio question, please press *1 on your telephone keypad. And our first question comes from the line of Lee Barfnich with Omaha World Herald.
Hey, Anthony, good morning.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Hey, I wondered how the Miami Hurricanes let you get out of South Florida.
Well, I wasn't a big recruit coming out of high school. You know, they had a few other guys that I'm really close with down there on their radar, guys like Jermaine Grace. And, you know, and I just, you know, kind of basically got overlooked a little bit. I really only had about maybe 3 or 4, you know, big school offers like Minnesota, Purdue, Northwestern. And then, you know, Miami kind of snuck in a little bit late, but I was already, you know, 100% sold on Northwestern.
Okay. Were you a big Hurricane fan growing up?
Oh, definitely. You know, I attended every game since I was about 6 years old. My dad was a big Hurricanes fan, season ticket holder. So just, you know, we were big Hurricane fans down when I was younger.
Yeah. But you're putting Northwestern football on the map now.
Oh, always, always.
All right. Thanks for your time, man.
No problem.
To ask a question, please press *1 on your telephone keypad. Our next question comes from the line of Teddy Greenstein with Chicago Tribune.
Anthony, how long have they been calling you the franchise?
That's been about a year now. That started with Austin Anderson. You can thank him for that one.
Do you thank him for that one?
I do. I didn't really, you know, want that name, you know, when I was, you know, just starting out, but you know, I've learned to, you know, just accept that I love my teammates. We have a great camaraderie together, great brotherhood. So, you know, just those guys embracing me is really special.
And final thing, this summer, anything interesting with workouts? Just kind of standard stuff, or anything new or novel?
No, just the standard. We'll be starting you know, summer classes and then summer workouts around like June 20th sometime. And, you know, it's just all about competing and, you know, getting better at the little things that we need to get better at before we, you know, hit fall camp, you know, 100 miles of running. So just getting back to the little things and, you know, working on getting bigger, faster, and stronger and getting one day better at each day. That's about it.
Terrific, man. Take care.
Thank you.
As a reminder, to ask an audio question, please press *1 on your telephone keypad.
Anthony, I don't know if you happened to hear it, but right before we connected with you, your coach had some very complimentary things to say about you. You know, what does it mean to you? What kind of potential pressure or opportunity do you feel about the chance to do some pretty special things going forward?
I mean, it's a great opportunity. It's great having your head coach be a guy who went through the process and who was a great linebacker here at Northwestern. It's just a wonderful experience for me. And also, it's not really any pressure, I don't think. I think it's more so just going out and attacking each day and getting better each day one day at a time. You can't play, you know, 12 games in one play. You know, you have to take it one play at a time, one game at a time. And, you know, that's going to be my focus, and that's going to be our team focus as we, you know, try to go after the Big Ten West title and also the Big Ten championship. So, I mean, it's all the team. It's all about being a part of the team, and I'm just excited to be in a position that we are in because we have a great opportunity this season.
Our next question comes from the line of Noah Niederhofer with SB Nation.
Anthony, from a guy who bleeds purple, you know, what did last season, in terms of the success that you and the team had, what did that mean to you as somebody who wasn't a, you know, heralded recruit, but came to Northwestern and had goals of really putting Northwestern on the map?
I think for the most part it was just the importance of teamwork and brotherhood. I mean, our team was – I can't speak for any other program, but I think we were one of the closest programs in the nation. I mean, we literally did everything together, came together as one team. And, you know, you come to a school where, you know, you naturally don't have the five-star recruits or the, you know, four or five-star recruits. So, you know, it's all about hard work and teamwork. And I think we really embraced that from our head coach and from our strength conditioning staff of just, you know, hard work and preparation and stuff like that. So, It's just happy to see that all that was, you know, paid off, you know, 10 out of the 13 games that we played.
We can take one last question here.
And our final question comes from the line of Scott Dodderman with Cedar Rapids Gazette.
Yeah, Anthony, last year you guys were riding high. Then you had a couple of really tough losses in early October, but then you were able to kind of get things righted when you went to Nebraska and then played Penn State. How big of a gut check was that for you guys, especially after losing to Michigan and Iowa? And how were you able to pull it together and come off with a pretty good season?
Definitely, you have to give credit to our seniors. The 2 years previous, we were in close games, and we kind of just let it slip away at the end, and we would let one loss add to another loss into another loss, and our seniors kind of set us down and was like, okay, we're not about to panic right now. We're going to get back to work like normal, and we're going to, you know, correct all the mistakes that we made. And going up to Lincoln, well, that was, a great experience and a great trip because we really came together at that moment. We had some high points and some low points in that game, but the resilience of our team was really shown in that game. And, you have to thank guys like Dan Vitale and Travion Henry and Deontay Gibson and Dean Lowry just for stepping up and, you know, calming the team down at a moment where anything can, you know, our mindset wasn't, you know, positive. It was we were losing again. You know, they kind of set us down and, you know, really refocused the team, which was big, and I really appreciate those guys for doing that.
You have to go against Clayton Thorson every day in practice. what kind of growth have you seen year over year from him?
Clayton is, you know, definitely matured as a quarterback, and this spring was probably the most competitive I've faced with him, you know, just going me and him head-to-head matchups on, you know, 7-on-7 or 11-on-11. You know, it was just a great matchup, and, you know, him checking plays and calling plays. It was a great experience every day, day in and day out, and I definitely can see the growth that he's made, and also he's also made me a better player as well.
Thank you very much.
Anthony, thank you for your time, and best of luck with the upcoming season.
Thank you, sir, and thank you for having me.